time for our weekly Zoom visit with our good friends over at U.S. Staffing, Ben Jones and Jim Dolson. Good morning, gentlemen.
We need to end that, Greg. We need to be back in person in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you look the same you did 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Haven't changed much?
I'm with you.
Hey, did you get a chance, Greg, to watch the virtual MLK breakfast? And
no, you know, I did not. No.
Yeah, it was. Well, if you get chances, I think it's still out there on Facebook. It's recorded. Ben and I both watched it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was. I thought it was really well done, especially given the difficult challenges that they were facing. They did a great job, I thought, with the venue. And you can probably go get it on JTV's website or Chambers. Probably.
Yeah, or the Chambers, right? Yeah. Well, listen, Greg, this week we're talking about trends and predictions for the workplace. Seems out at the start of a new year. We thought it'd be kind of fun to jump on that one. But some very interesting changes on the horizon that we're going to discuss. But as we normally do, before we get to some of those more serious topics, we thought it'd be fun to cover a couple of predictions for the 21st century that we're in right now that never came true.
Yeah, fortunately. So, yeah, okay. So, for starters, in 1900, John Watkins, he was the curator at the Smithsonian, he predicted, and I have no idea what drove this prediction, but he predicted the letters C, X, and Q would no longer be a part of the alphabet. He simply said they will be abandoned because they'll be unnecessary.
Not needed.
Yeah. So, Greg, luckily for you, the prediction did not come true. Otherwise, your last name would be a little bit different. It'd be Greg O'Honor, and you'd be G-O-O or Goo instead of G-O-C.
1900, I don't even think I was born yet.
That's right. Just a few years after that, Greg. Well, listen, another prediction for the 21st century that thankfully didn't happen was that everyone would stop drinking coffee and tea.
I can't imagine what the
world was. I don't know what they were thinking. But the guy who did this was a pretty respectable inventor. His name is Nikola Tesla. That's who the car's named after.
Wow.
He predicted that, now this is in 1937, he predicted that within a century, coffee, tea, and tobacco will no longer be in vogue. Well, he's right about the tobacco, maybe, but... Yeah. Thankfully, he missed the mark on coffee.
He missed the rest of it, yeah, for sure.
There'd be no Starbucks.
No. Well, those predictions, unfortunately, did not happen. But as we said a moment ago, there are a number of predictions already trending for employers as we enter into 2021. And according to, this is from an article from the Harvard Business Review just last week, so it just came out. The author of this article is Brian Kropp, and he has identified some interesting changes coming our way in the workplace.
Yeah, so here's one, Greg. One predicted change is that employers will shift from managing the employee experience to managing the life experience of their employees. So let me explain. The pandemic has given employers a peek into the personal lives of their employees. Like if you think back of some of the crazy Zoom things have gone viral, the cats in the background, the kids, et cetera.
Zoom bombs.
Yeah, Zoom bombs, right. So the pandemic's given us a look into people's personal lives as employees. And those folks have faced some personal and professional struggles over the last year that employers have come to know about.
Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt. And, you know, the pandemic has allowed employers to see employees as a whole person and not just maybe as an asset, if you will.
Yeah.
A recent survey found that employers who support employees by modifying policies to be more accommodating also have seen an uptick in employee health and performance. So another predicted shift, that's coming in 2021, that according to this article, is more companies will adopt stances on current societal and political debates. Now, actually, this has kind of been trending for a few years now.
Political seems to be new, though.
Yeah, I think that's probably
societal has been going on for a while.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, and, you know, employees desire to work for organizations whose values align with their own. And this has been growing for some time.
Yeah, for sure. Now, a survey from last year confirmed that nearly 3/4 of employees, Greg, they expect their employer to become more actively involved in the cultural debates of the day. So the days of, you know, trying to be neutral and quiet on societal and, as I said, political topics is quickly coming to a close for employers.
Yeah.
Now, there's another change that's coming as well, according to this article. Employers can expect that new regulations will limit collecting and monitoring employee data. Mm-hmm. So, Ben, during the pandemic, more than 25% of companies purchased this new monitoring technology that watched people's activities at home as well as at work, if they were at work. But, yeah, monitoring their activities at home in front of the computer.
Yeah, you know, and the problem, of course, is that many of these same companies are starting to infringe on their employees' privacy because they're actually in their home. And these employees are growing frustrated with that. So it's very likely that there will be some regulations put in place at the state and local levels limiting what employers can track about their employees while they're in the privacy of their own home.
Yeah, so I can go get some chips if I want to from the kitchen without having to feel so bad about it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so one last prediction for 2021 and beyond is that companies will make bulk purchases. This is a good one, Greg. There's a prediction that companies are going to make bulk purchases of the COVID vaccine for their own employees.
Wow.
And that they'll be sued over their policies as well, their vaccine policies.
So this is like a parlay prediction factor.
Yeah.
It's a two-for-one.
Yeah, two edges of the sword on this one. So employers, the prediction goes like this. Employers that provide the COVID vaccine to the workforce will also be in a position to promote their workplace as a safer environment. It's going to be a way to like to attract and retain employees then.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but on the other side of that problem, the prediction is that employers will be sued for requiring employees to have proof of vaccination before allowing them to return to the workplace. And I can already hear the debates going on.
Oh, man.
And, you know, we don't encourage companies one way or the other to go one way or the other. We just encourage businesses to start having the discussions before these predictions start coming to fruition, because you want to be ahead of this, not behind it.
Yeah, and it's going to happen real quick.
Yeah.
So, Greg, it'd be nice to believe that 2021 will be about stability and getting back to normal, but like this article points out, this year is likely to be another year of major changes and shifts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, if you're an employee looking for a fresh start and a new job, contact us. Or if you're an employer that needs more employees to build your products or deliver your services, we can help with that as well. So at U.S. Staffing, we match the right person to the right opportunity. Jim, how can folks contact us to figure out how we do that magic sort of
thing? Yeah, sure. So if business leaders and potential team members want to contact us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on into our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. Ben, we're still by appointment only for right now, so folks have to make sure they call ahead. Our number is 787-6150.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Greg.
Take care. Ben Jones, Jim Dolson from U.S. Staffing. If you're looking for work right now, they have a number of good positions.